As long as I don't play the kids.
Oh God, no! No one's gonna play the kids. That would be no, no. Okay. No. No.
Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, and I typically play as Vaughn, but we'll see what happens here today. And we all use the he, him pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the Half-Orc Ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And this day, I am playing Ellie, the not-a-mom who wants to be a mom, and also is really into dinosaurs.
Well, actually, she's into paleobiology.
Kelly, anyway. You said you weren't gonna do that.
Also, she's very psyched about the dinosaurs the entire movie.
She is very psyched about the dinosaurs, but she is a paleobiologist. Anyway, I'm Kelly. I play... Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who's not currently melded with Sidroa in this universe. She uses she, her pronouns. I use she, they pronouns. And I'm going to try really hard to let everybody do what they're going to do. And apparently I'm very attached to the plot of this movie.
And I'm Whit. I play Grix in this, the kobold illusionist / mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And it's dino time.
Man, Gex should be really into this one.
Gex is having a good time.
And owes us lots of favors by now.
Nah.
No, we've really asked for so many favors.
You teleport Gex without permission.
Like, all the time.
The various terrible places that he can't leave from.
Yeah.
That's his fault for being summonable.
Wow. So, that's an amazing perspective to take.
You should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps you find us, makes you feel good about what we do. You should do it to every other podcast you listen to as well. But all right, so to reestablish where we are, a bunch of exposition happened, followed by Dr. Grant and Dr. Sadler got invited to come check out a park for insurance reasons, as did Dr. Malcolm. They went in a helicopter. It was neat. They got dropped off. It was fine. They took jeeps into the park and saw dinosaurs. That was hella cool. And then you went and you had discussions about ethics and whether this is a good idea or not and all of that good stuff. But now you're going to go on the tour of the park and you've been joined by children for reasons. Because that's how target audience testing works. You're like, hello, grandchildren. Go with all these strangers. Well, it'll be fine.
You got to sell those Happy Meals.
Indeed.
Yes. So you had just rolled out, and I guess slightly early from what I know of the timing, we had the water droplet scene where Dr. Ian Malcolm attempts to explain...
/ flirt.
Gonna say, attempts to explain chaos theory in a truly fascinating way.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I don't remember anything that was said in that scene.
There are water droplets. There's hand-holding. Uh-huh. If this was a visual medium, there would be intense eye contact and being a little too close.
Oh, no, I do remember that. Yeah, that was...
I was going to say.
That was weird. That was really weird, because I just kept wanting to, like, cut in and be like, that doesn't make any sense. And then I was like, oh, Kelly really wants to say all this stuff, so I better just let her. This doesn't sound right, but I don't have a dog in this fight.
But yeah, and so I think the current plan is for Vaughn to play Tim. You could also play Gennaro. So do you want to be a lawyer or do you want to be a small child?
A small child seems most appropriate.
I will continue playing Gennaro. I'm the one who gets eaten first, so that, you know, that's fun.
You might make your dex check, we just don't know.
Oh, wow.
What's your armor class?
Know what my dex check is.
Armor class was 10. You're all wearing plain clothes.
Yeah, what's his dexterity?
I'd probably put it at a plus 0. Ellie's probably got plus 1 or plus 2. Don't know much about anyone else. Well, but all right. So, on your Jeep tour, you go through one set of paddocks, and you see nothing. Except, right, Gex is narrating this. You all go through one set of paddocks and see nothing. It's very exciting.
What's the next one?
This is really exciting.
Oh, there's a lot going on here, or something, or nothing. And
you got your plants, you got your emptiness.
Do you think there's going to be, I'm looking up into the camera, you think there's going to be anything, you know, out there? Can you bring some dinosaurs out? Maybe, you know, this is going to be real fun for the tourists.
What? Okay.
I just remembered the movie.
She's nagging the billionaire.
Yes, I'm nagging the billionaire.
Sorry, we only have our goat cruelty set up on the next paddock. You'll have to be patient.
Are you rolling on the encounter table? This doesn't feel...
I want it on record that Witt asked.
No, we're doing an acting. We gotta go with what it says. With the
I will
the
give
plot.
A small chance for this to happen.
Okay.
Well, I roll a 69 nice. I do not get the number required to make the dinosaurs show up.
I'm pretty sure that's how you get more dinosaurs.
No, that's actually not the night. That's not how you get more dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You have to anyway. 6-6 or 9-9.
Yeah.
But all right. So, and then you go and you see the next paddock, the Tyrannosaurus Rex paddock.
We only know it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex paddock because it says Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with good signage.
Okay.
It helps.
Yeah. I love knowing what things are from a sign.
But yeah, so nothing's showing up. And then they're like, okay.
Real entertaining.
Okay. I'll try to tempt it out. And you see a goat in a small pen attached by a chain.
All right. Free goat.
Just rise up out of the bottom of the paddock.
Where did it come from?
God, the horror that
we all ask these questions.
This is. Yeah,
if the dinosaurs get out, can we escape into the goat tunnels underneath the park?
Yeah.
For all we know, it's actually just a pit that's just there, and they just leave the goat in there and like cover it over with leaves. Doesn't connect to anything.
So it's like a prehistoric goat, though, right? Like, it's very, very old.
No, it's just a goat. You wait for the majestic predator to appear, and then it doesn't, and the goat lies down.
Huh.
Yeah, this is really entertaining, Hammond.
All right, Tim, you see this? This is typical prey calm behavior. It means that there's nothing around that's going to hurt this goat.
Yeah, that goat looks pretty chill. Yeah. It's an awesome goat. Check it out. Little goat.
Hmm?
We all love goats. But all right, so you start rolling along again when you see, off in the field, a Triceratops. It's lying down, but you can see it. It's right there, and you realize the doors to these vehicles, despite it being a primary safety feature that can never be opened, do not lock.
That's weird.
Well, I mean...
Design flaw!
I mean, can see that as a safety feature in both directions.
Yeah.
Like,
cuts both ways.
On the one hand, not going out and touching the dinosaurs is important. Not burning to death in the cars is also important.
Actually, Hammond probably thought that burning to death in the cars would be less expensive than... having somebody be...
He specifically later says, spare no expense. So, yeah.
These are electric cars, right?
Yeah.
So, we just have to hope they're not like those early model Teslas.
No, they're on a track, so they get their power from that.
Oh.
It all makes sense. There's no problems with the setup.
Seems like it's definitely not going to backfire somehow.
Uh-huh. Of course not. It's environmentally friendly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that never goes wrong either.
Never a single shortcoming. But all right, there's a Triceratops. Do y'all want to see it or do you just want to stay in the car as they trundle along?
I mean, I feel like we're not supposed to get out of the cars.
Yeah, but that Triceratops is sick.
How do you know? Looks like it's sleeping.
Wait, it's laying down on the ground. And there's at least one guy standing there going, well, what the hell are we supposed to do now?
There is.
It's a guy.
Go over there?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Yeah, okay. Let's go check it out.
I get out of the car.
You exit a moving vehicle. Make a dexterity check.
Oh. I mean, isn't there a way to stop the cars first?
No.
Okay.
Because they don't want you getting out of them.
Okay. If I'm level 11, I got a 25.
You successfully get out of the car that's moving at like 2 miles an hour without breaking your ankle.
Great.
Ooh, pretty bad. 16.
I got a 27.
You all succeed so far.
All right.
Oh, I was a kid and told to stay in the car.
But no, you weren't.
All the adults are leaving.
And I pointedly ignored you.
Besides which, you have a boy crush on Grant.
Your hero, Dr. Grant, is leaving.
I better go follow them. That sounds important.
Make it
You're getting the slow sense that children are not my favorite thing.
Slow? But all right, Vons, make a dexterity check to get out of this car.
Hold on, the dice are still loading.
I failed to click several times. Lucky will now be playing the role of Lex despite my beautiful voice acting. I hop out of the car and follow everyone else, I guess, because I'm not going to be left alone in a car by myself.
That's pretty much the way it works.
Yeah.
I think Ellie does help Lex.
There it is. Okay. I'm rolling what?
You're rolling a dexterity check.
Okay. So he's level 11 now?
Uh-huh.
So that would be 25?
You succeed at exiting the vehicle, going at the fast pace of a trundle, and you follow everyone else. Gennaro eventually gives up and heads out after everyone else because safety is boring.
Yeah, he's an officious. You shouldn't get out! All right, well, it was locked for a reason.
The car stopped, so, you know.
Oh, they did stop.
Yeah, because you all started bailing out of the cars.
Well.
I think Samuel L. Jackson stopped them for us.
Yeah.
Like, manually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Because he's watching.
Just the angel on your shoulder. All right, so you all head across this meadow, and you find a Triceratops lying down, and a guy standing there being like, at best, cool, so I was a large animal vet, and I got trained on, like, cows? Fuck, man. Shouldn't have padded my resume. Hello, random people.
Well, sorry,
question. How would you pad your resume about dinosaurs? Yeah, I helped out the other dinosaur theme park. You haven't heard of it. It's,
Triassic Park, obviously.
Yeah.
I think we're in Triassic Playland.
Yeah.
It's actually the official name.
Yeah, I think that's what our name is. So as not to copyright infringe.
We started to go with Cretaceous Playland, but then we realized that one of the Jurassic Park spinoffs is Camp Cretaceous, so we don't want a Triassic Playland.
Uh-huh.
I mostly just said I know slightly more about birds and reptiles than I actually do. That said, we're all figuring this out live here. Anyway, who the hell are you?
Oh, we're the insurance confirmer people.
What the hell is that?
We're the insurance signatories, the experts.
I just do theory. I don't touch the dinosaurs.
Okay, so you're an actuary. Got it.
You don't want to touch the dinosaurs?
No, I really don't want to touch the dinosaurs. Kelly wants to touch the dinosaur all day long, but Ian Malcolm does not need to be touching the dinosaurs. I would touch all the dinosaurs.
Oh, well.
Just by virtue of being dinosaurs.
I would not touch the dinosaurs. I support other people enjoying dinosaurs.
Well, that too was bad. Because
never my thing.
Because Ellie goes.
Ellie is so excited, though.
Oh yeah,
is this all the part veterinarian where she finds, on him. Is this the part where she finds the poop?
Yep.
We're close to it. First, roll an intelligence check to evaluate this dinosaur.
That's a 26.
Okay, so you're pretty sure this dinosaur's sick, and you, being a smart about plants person, are like, hey, the eyeballs are dilated. Clearly, this is pharmacological. Even though the vet guy is like, yeah, this happens every 6 weeks. It's weird. Again, still figuring it out.
What if it has a
very regular?
What if it has an allergic reaction to like any one of 5 million new allergens?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's shit on the planet now that they didn't have back then, and like, it doesn't. I mean, like, how many generations of these things are there to like have gotten immunity from their like mothers and stuff? Mm. Like, I'm not.
Well, when you put it that way, functionally zero, because we don't breed them. We just.
Yeah, so like, they're gonna be susceptible to stuff.
I mean,
come on, man. Think before you make life.
Okay, so I could either go for like a medical evaluation, or I could go, it could be any of 5 million things with no way to narrow it down.
I mean, you can also do a medical evaluation. I'm just saying, this is a bad idea. But fair the enough. Dinosaurs are so cool.
There you go.
Sorry.
But Ellie, you suspect a plant.
I suspect a plant.
Probably that it's eaten.
Yeah, that'd be a good guess. You see some stuff on its tongue that you can remove without being worried about having your hand bitten off by a Triceratops beak.
Great. I take the stuff off its tongue, I guess.
Yeah.
It's got a little pustule on its tongue, and you're looking at that. Yeah. And you do think that's gross.
Cool.
All right. Roll a intelligence check to figure out what around here could be causing this.
God, my fiance is so hardcore.
Intelligence or what?
I'll take wisdom. Yeah.
You'll take wisdom. Okay.
Ranger
great.
Stuff.
Well, that's all right. Grant's
okay, that's a 26 on, that's a 26 on a prime.
You're pretty sure it might be this African lilac thing that's over here. It has pods.
Let's Uh-oh. Make sure that the pod that it ate the pods.
I mean, they don't normally eat that stuff, but
well, why is it available to them in their enclosure? Never mind.
Because it looks good.
Never mind.
That's literally the question that she asks.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Same. And I was going to say that the answer is because it looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, and a lot of times animals ignore plants they don't eat, so mm-hmm. we thought it might be okay. But again, I'm actually not in charge of that. I was just crossing my fingers and hoping the over-optimistic botanist back at base would be right.
You're not, like, doing, like, you're not, like, talking to each other between departments?
We are, but then some rich guy is like, but it looks good, and then we all lose.
Oh.
So not only is Hammond endangering the public, he's also not looking after the well-being of the animals. Okay, that works for me. I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Listen, I'm wildly hypothesizing off the fact that I have like two lines in this entire movie, and I'll just stand there.
Well, sorry, bud.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It happens. Anyway. If you feel I'm the need sure to dig through some poop, I inexplicably have gloves that cover your entire forearm.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are super common among people who take care of cows.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring in my cow skills.
Yeah, I guess I'll look through the poop. That is what I do.
Huh? Yep.
Yes.
You look through
I'll look through the poop.
That is one big pile of shit.
Huh?
You look through the poop. You find no evidence of them eating this plant.
I don't know then.
Truly.
It's a mystery.
Someone else have an idea? I don't know. Do I have another idea?
You think you would need more time to examine the patient. You've kind of gone through your obvious answer.
I go over and I lay on the Triceratops. Does this help?
No, but you have a beautiful bonding moment when it breathes really big.
Okay.
Why did you do that though? Just because you could?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It's Triceratops, man.
Yeah, I smile giddily.
I ruffle your hair.
Sometimes you just want to listen to a Triceratops breathe.
Okay. I believe you.
Y'all here.
Tim, you ruined the moment.
Dinosaurs are so cool.
Y'all here. Thunder.
Oh, no.
Apparently that tropical storm they were hoping to go away did not, in fact, turn as one might expect it to. But it's headed straight for the island. You know you should probably get back in the vehicle so they can drive you back along this track. The other option is a long-ass hike.
Is that what we do?
It's what most of you do.
Okay.
Ellie, if you want to examine the patient more, I, vet guy, have a gas-powered Jeep and can get you back to the visitor center.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll just stay here. And not go back.
You get to hang out with the Triceratops and help me do medicine.
There's a puzzle.
Yes.
There is a puzzle. That's true. That seems like the kind of thing that my character would enjoy. Sorry, I don't know what's going on with me at this point. I'm really sorry. I'll try to play a lot better.
No, you're fine.
I'm like, this is great.
Nothing has ever gone wrong with splitting the party.
Nothing's ever gone wrong with splitting the party.
All right, who else wants to get in the Jeeps and who else wants to stay here and pretend they know veterinary medicine? Ellie's bringing in expertise, expert advice, but the rest of you, I figure, don't really have much to stand on.
Jinera's going to go head back towards the Jeep, and I have no interest in Hammond's children, so I'm going to go to the Jeep too. The same Jeep as Jinera.
Just,
You need to face it. You've got a hanger-on that you're not going to be able to get rid of.
Yeah, unless I stay here too, because also this is a sick dinosaur, and like...
And you know dinosaurs. That's what we've built our whole relationship on.
This sleepy dinosaur sucks. I'm going back to the Jeep.
Yeah. So, like...
I'm going back to the Jeep because I don't want to deal with this energy, and also because there's an interactive CD-ROM in there.
Whoa.
Lights Hell yeah.
Does it have Encarta Jurassica on it? The proprietary Encarta 95 spinoff, or Encarta 93 2 spinoff that they installed on this?
Yes, and a touchscreen.
Sweet.
Is that real?
Ish.
They literally say the phrase, riffing an interactive it, CD-ROM. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has a touchscreen.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to leave this up to a little bit of chance. Because I think that it's weird that Grant splits off, or that they split up.
Okay.
So I'm going to high roll, I go, low roll, I stay.
Okay.
Low roll.
Oh my God!
we're going to divert from the movie here and the story.
All right.
Oh God, well, those poor kids, they're going to get eaten. They're fucked.
I guess the kid, I'm going to lean out, I'm going to say, kids, come with me.
Oh, wow.
Do we have to?
Yeah, you cannot be riding in a Jeep all by yourself, okay?
We've already proven.
I don't know if I trust the leather coat guy.
We've already proven that you can get out whenever you want, which is not a good thing, and you need adult supervision. Come on.
But you keep hitting on that one lady.
Yeah, but she's staying awkward here, so we don't have to deal with that.
I mean, she's got like more of a maternal energy, despite not having kids or appearing to want them.
I have a kid!
I have an idea.
At least one.
Do you think we could sneak out after the vehicle? This is to Vaughn specifically. Do you think we could sneak out after the vehicles got rolling and make our way back here?
Oh, maybe. But why would we want to be back here?
Because it's the woman with the maternal energy who's been nice to us. Or the guy who gives us a really weird vibe.
Yeah, he does get... Like, what is his
deal? The cow doctor? The fuck did he do to you?
Oh, Ian Malcolm.
No, I'm the one giving the weird vibe.
Okay, Vons, which one do you want to do? By which I mean Tim. Which one do you want to do? Do we try to stay here? Do we try to escape? Do we just go back to the visitor center like our grandpa probably would want us to?
Oh, yeah, the visitor center was pretty cool.
All right. Into the Jeep with the leather jacket guy and the guy in a suit.
Oh, man, okay, but I don't want to be, like, in the seat next to him.
There were, like, already dozens of Jell-O molds months out from opening.
They're practicing.
I mean, yeah, you gotta get good at making Jell-O first, right? Shit, they were probably, like, planning on giving all of that to us in the first place.
If you want to create life, first you have to create Jell-O.
Make a Jell-O mold. I mean, that's not wrong.
Yeah, generally, goos of various kinds are involved in the creation of just about any life.
Oh, God!
So you go in the Jeep.
So nothing! That was nothing!
That was mundane. Yeah, there's a lot of goos in life. Sorry, bud. Hate to break this to you.
I know, it's just ew.
There's way more Jell-O than this in the Matrix episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's our acting rating. it's a Jell-O scale.
How many Jell-Os?
How many Jell-Os did it require to make this movie?
What's the measure? Cups? Like the
gallons?
The single serving gallons? Molds?
I don't know. I think trays. Trays make sense.
Ah, gallons. Like fake blood. Carol syrup and Jell-O.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right. So some of you go into the Jeep and start trundling back towards the visitor center.
Trundle.
As the storm rolls in. And then, two of you stay behind with this Triceratops.
Yep.
Both of you make intelligence checks, I guess, to try to render further assistance.
Bad.
21? No, wait. No, wrong. 23.
17.
Well, neither of you kill the patient, so congratulations. But you're able to suggest some things. the vet agrees with your assessments, but it's all kind of palliative care. It's going to relieve some symptoms, so you do what you can, take some blood samples, and you'll have to solve the mystery of exactly what's going on another day.
Okay.
I burp the Triceratops, gently patting it on the back.
The Triceratops wasn't sedated, it would probably have tried to kill you.
But what a way to go.
What a way to go. Literally no one has ever died that way before.
No, literally. And no one ever will again.
Yeah, the Raptors will have that covered.
But yeah, so you do your best. It does seem to be feeling a little bit better by the time you leave. And the rainstorm has started by the time you all pile into that Jeep and head on out. But we go back to the Jeep. Well, the electric Jeeps. You trundle in at speed.
Trundle.
And then, suddenly, the Jeep stops.
Uh-oh.
The lights go off.
Everything's okay.
It is raining super hard.
And we're in front of the Triceratops. In front of the Tyrannosaurus. Damn it.
And yes, you are in front of the you're in front of the Tyrannosaurus pen. Everyone is in these vehicles as you sit there trying to figure out what's going on.
Guys, the goat's getting wet. Bring it in. It's so cold out there.
Make a wisdom check.
We're not bringing the damn goat in. Oh, nuts! 14.
Be sure to roll for Gennaro, too.
Oh, yeah. Gennaro got a 27.
Oh, Gennaro's like level 5.
Oh, okay. Then he got a 21.
All right. Tiny Tim, how'd you do?
Looks like I got, I think the number would come out to 25.
All right. So the adults are fucking around. Worried about adult things like, what exactly is going on and how do we talk to a manager?
There's no managers yet.
Yeah. Anyway, but you, Tim, and you, Lucky, /Lex. One, you find some sweet night vision goggles for some reason that are just in a box under the front seat.
Oh, yeah.
And while screwing around with those, you notice something else.
Hey, kids, and this is Gennaro. Hey, kids, hey, those cost money, so they look expensive. You need to stop playing with those. Ignore me completely.
Oh, yeah, I remember that line. Are they heavy? Yeah, kinda. Then they're expensive. Put them away. I've not heard a truer statement about things being heavy and therefore valuable.
Don't worry, they're the old Soviet ones, so they're only heavy because they're made of older materials, and also they'll super give you eye cancer, but you know, they were cheap on the surplus market.
The radium goes right through the Bakelite.
So what you notice is that you have failed to save the goat from the rain, mostly because the goat isn't there anymore.
Oh, somebody got the free goat.
Be honest, did you, like, take it for a chemical ingredients while we weren't looking? That would be, like, fucked up.
I think we would have noticed if he'd gotten out of the car without us knowing. It's raining cats and dogs out there.
You'd be surprised what you can do without you noticing.
I'm not super into the wet.
Dust of goat?
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
Just pulverize one goat.
Yeah, but if you try dehydrating an animal that big, it takes weeks, in theory.
Not when Vons does it.
Anyway, oh no, a goat leg. It has fallen on top of the car.
Oh, how startling.
I'm not cooking that.
Okay, don't get scared. Don't get scared.
Oh, no, that was juicy.
Don't get scared.
I'm very scared.
I'm going to look around, and I'm going to try and see what's going on. And, oh, shit.
No. Make a wisdom check.
Everybody be still.
Make a wisdom check.
I'm not going to panic. Please, God, don't let me panic.
The wisdom check might form that.
Uh-huh. In the book, he just pees his pants.
That's a 15 for Malcolm. And, Jesus Christ,
dude. Oh, no,
Christ,
not Malcolm,
dude.
The lawyer.
And, 16 for Gennaro.
I'm going to level with you. I don't think wisdom's a primary attribute for either of these people.
No.
So, the main thing is you don't super piece together right away what's going on until you do look up and see the Tyrannosaurus stomping out of its pen and bending down over the Jeep.
Oh, shit.
So you have very little time to react, and you failed your wisdom check, so you're absolutely panicking, and holding still is not an option for either Gennaro or Dr. Malcolm.
I think Malcolm could get away with it, but okay, I'm not going to argue.
Do you want to do something besides scream?
Kids, get down! Gennaro, get down! I'm gonna get down in the passenger wheel. Okay. I'm panicking.
I believe you.
Vons, what do? Do you listen to these panicking adults, or do you panic in your own unique way?
Probably try to shush the adults and calm down. Their senses are snack-based.
Make a charisma check.
Their senses are snack-based.
Oh my god.
Charisma. I roll a 17. I add 10, so that's 27.
You are all calmed by a child who also informs you, because he would know, for certain values of knowing a truth that is true, at least in the world of this fiction, that their vision is motion-based. How does any animal survive like that, you might ask? Great question.
Yeah.
You just try to look less delicious.
Maybe the T-Rex's footsteps vibrate every inanimate object close to it enough that it registers. At any rate, so you all cower. However, you were yelling and screaming, and T-Rexes aren't dumb. So it starts probing the vehicle for weaknesses or things it can bite into. You're all inside this vehicle, and this thing is much larger than you, so that's going to go great.
Well, at least it's not able to use its hands on us.
Shield, if you please. Dinosaur yelling noises here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Adam, Shield is playing all of the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh. All of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. You get to be proud of your son.
Uh-huh.
As he eats the lawyer.
So Shield starts, you know, as the T-Rex starts bashing the car back and forth, it's rocking, bites into the roof a bit, starts crunching the metal.
I'm getting out of this fucking car, says Gennaro, and he gets out of the car and he starts to run, holding his briefcase to his chest, like it's some kind of armor.
I mean, it's more protection to your vital organs than nothing.
Well, there you go. And then I'm gonna, I see what appears to be a potty. And so I'm going to go in there and I'm going to close the door and I'm safe.
Perfect. Wonderful. Make a stealth check.
Make a stealth check.
Oh, dexterity.
Stealth check. Okay. Wait a second.
I guess this is technically a hide check.
That's a 17 plus 5 is 22.
Wow. Shit.
I know. He's rolling.
He might do it.
No, he needs to die.
He survived.
Doesn't have to do anything. We're an improv here.
He survived in the film reroll podcast.
Yeah. But all right. So you do pretty good. I roll for the T-Rex. Unfortunately for you, even though I know we don't normally do opposed rolls here, but this seemed the easiest way to do it. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
It got a natural 20.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It sees prey that is encased in metal and prey that is encased in plywood in the middle of a tropical storm.
Actually, I think it was just like bamboo and reeds. But anyway.
Prey that is encased in some sort of very cheap building material that's not very structurally sound. As say, it's there more for privacy than anything else. And it goes after the prey that ran inside the thing. The rest of you. There's a big stompy T-Rex doing big stompy things, but going away from you. You have an opportunity to escape.
I'm watching to see what the T-Rex does, and I'm also looking through all of the equipment, because now I remember how he got hurt. I'm looking through all the equipment, looking to see what I can find. Deal with Gennaro, and then I'll come back.
You gotta do this as a combat, right? Like, you gotta.
Alright, roll for initiative.
Thanks, Wit!
No, I mean, okay. You gotta. How do you not?
Oh, man!
I mean, it really feels like...
Is it a strength check?
No.
It's a d10 roll.
Oh,
I
God,
mean,
that's
I think
right.
First you gotta rolls. Get initiative, yeah.
Okay, my initiative is 4.
Initiative and speed might be the only, or maybe stealth might be the only things you have against this thing.
All right, so but you use that 3 for lucky.
Lawyers what are basically you? Rogues, right?
Or bards.
Oh gosh, no.
I always figured they were just like bards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah.
All right, so what did Gennaro get on the old initiative tracker?
Gennaro got 7. Ian got 4.
Yeah.
Sorry. Malcolm?
Malcolm, yes. Ian
Dr.
Malcolm
Ian Malcolm, yeah.
I was like, that's going to get too confusing.
That is a fair point. All right, and then Tim/Vons, what did you get?
Oh, I have to do initiative too?
You're in the situation, so.
Well, yeah, you're a child in the situation.
I got a 4.
Someone put a child in a situation.
Well, I blame his grandfather, but you know.
I mean, I think we can blame his grandfather for really a lot.
Oh, kids in 90s horror movies have, plot armor that's just really hard to defeat. So I don't think Tim's is, he's pretty freaked out. But.
And to be fair, our parents probably should never let us come here in the first place.
Right? What the hell was that decision making? Like, you never see their parents in the whole thing. They're just like, yeah, go see your great uncle. He's got some kind of new zoo.
Well, I think they were going to court again. And they didn't want us around for that.
Dark.
Yes, your parents are certainly divorced.
Oh, court.
Yeah.
Court again. Got it.
Going to night court.
Oh, I actually like the new night court.
The T-Rex goes first.
Sorry you don't like music.
So, Jenera.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made the T-Rex make a separate strength roll, the entire building is swept aside except for the very toilet you are sitting on, but you get to go before it gets to go again.
Okay, so I imagine I'm trying to think about running, or do I need a wisdom check to see whether or not I panic?
No, they said you get to go.
I mean...
You're in the...
Okay, I'm going to try and go then. Oh, God! That's a 22. 23.
I'm so glad that she missed that.
Are you rolling a dex check to run away?
Yes. That was a 23.
All right. You get up and you start booking it into the woods. Clearly, this killer creature that can move at like 40 miles an hour will not catch up to you.
Of course not.
Dr. Malcolm, I presume. It is your turn.
Yes. All right. I found a couple of flares, and I'm going to tell the kids, hey, you guys stay here. And I get out of the car, and I do whatever it is you do in the flare to get the flares to go off. And I say, hey, monster, ugly monster, dude, this way.
Make a charisma check. It is a prime attribute for you.
They don't speak English.
Yeah.
That is a 14, famous quote from 25, the movie Jurassic Park.
27.
Hey, ugly, hey, monster dude, come this way.
You succeed in getting the T-Rex's attention and possibly saving Gennaro's life. More is the pity. And it turns towards you and starts heading your way.
Oh, shit. I really didn't think this through. All right, so I'm backing it up.
Okay,
trying to get it away from the kids.
Well, okay, so you start moving away from the vehicle and presumably moving away from the vehicle and the T-Rex as much as you can.
Yes.
And you're probably going to be heading into the woods pretty quick here.
I'm going to be booking it, yeah.
Okay, so you have its attention.
I certainly do.
Tim/Fonz, would you like to continue to hide in this vehicle, hoping that Ian Malcolm's desperate plan will work? Or do you want to do something else?
How desperate is that plan? It's not terribly, but we could just hold still and maybe get ready to bail. But inside the thing is probably fine. Where's the T-Rex looking right now?
It is looking at Dr. Malcolm as he waves around a road flare.
Oh yeah, dummy.
And he's trying to pull away from. He is saving your life, or at least attempting to.
Yeah, if we stay chill in the car, T-Rex will probably forget about us. We don't have much of a heat signature this way, right? Like, it'll muffle
our breathing
and everything. Yeah.
It's probably better than running. And
yeah, the more you run, the more delicious you look. Sure. Car doesn't
look
that delicious.
We're going to accept that.
I'm also hiding. Hooray. New initiative roll.
Oh, God.
Try to roll higher than the T-Rex. There you go.
That's a 10.
And then roll for Gennaro as well.
That's an 8.
Yeah, I got a 4 again.
Okay, Dr. Malcolm, you go first.
All right, I'm about to turn around and book it off into the woods. Not that I think that this is going to save me. I had a pretty clear idea what was going to happen to Gennaro, and it's going to be me, so let's go. That's 11 plus 11 is 22.
All right.
I don't know what my strength is, but...
Well, you'd probably be rolling dexterity to run real fast anyway. I don't know. No. You're running through
the woods. Dex is, then it's 23.
All right. Dr. Malcolm, you start running real fast through the woods.
Into the woods, yes.
Yeah, and gonna hope that T-Rex is gonna follow you, although judging by the roar and the thudding footsteps after you, you think you may have succeeded in your master plan.
I think so.
All right, Lucky, continue to hide. You know, leave plan for the time to work. Leave time for the plan to work. There we go. That's how words work. I'm very scared. Gennaro.
I want that to be the episode title.
I'm very scared.
No, leave plan for the time to work.
That is a 15 for Gennaro.
Just to keep running away?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking maybe we could find ourselves a sliver of courage and compassion, but no.
Just saying, you rolled the number without me knowing what it was for, so apparently it failed your compassion check, I guess.
No, 15 is me running, continuing to run away.
All right, you flee into the woods, disappear into the darkness. You successfully escaped this situation, probably.
I'll probably get eaten by a raptor.
Maybe not. Maybe you show back up at the end of the acting, riding a Brachiosaurus.
Okay.
You can rediscover your childlike wonder. I don't know, we're off script here.
That's the kind of guy you look at and you go, I don't think he was ever a child. Okay, I'm running.
Maybe
both my characters are running.
That is like one of the meanest things that you could say about someone, actually.
It is, but there are some people you look at and you go, they don't look like children. They don't look like they could have been children.
It's not legal for us to discuss the cloning vats on air.
Okay.
The T-Rex gives chase, but rolls shitty, so Dr. Malcolm, you're actually doing okay. You're leading this thing on a merry chase through the woods, and it's currently engaging a little bit of deforestation behind you.
I am worried about the children, and if I can get the Tyrannosaurus off my ass, then I will circle back around and go get the children again.
Okay.
I'm going to end up being Grant in this situation now.
I mean, in the original version of the scene, you're pretty much proving, oh, hey, you actually have decent person instincts. Mm-hmm. But all right, so, Bonds.
Yeah.
You want to keep hiding in the vehicle? Seems to be what Lucky's going to do.
I mean, yeah, that's the plan so far. Keep my eye on that T-Rex, and once it's far enough, we'll just book it in the other direction.
All right, it's gotten pretty far. You think if you it doesn't turn around this next round, you can probably get away.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We go back to the top of the order. We roll one more time. This will probably resolve the situation. Probably.
That's a 9 for Malcolm and a 7 for Gennaro.
Got an 8.
Okay. Malcolm, you keep running. What's your plan here? Are you just going to keep running until it eats you? Are you going to throw the flare away? Are you going to do an interpretive dance and see if you can reach to the power of art?
I've already thrown the flares off before I entered into the jungle because I'm not stupid. I just didn't mention it. I threw the
that one is kind of important, so you got to mention it when it happens.
I know. No, I threw the flares off and ran into the jungle without any way to see anything. And I may be ripped, but I'm not really an outdoor kind of guy. I kind of do all my thing with my head. So I don't know what I'm doing. I'm running.
If you retcon throwing the flare, it's not going to follow you nearly as far into the woods, and it'll be much more of a danger to the children. And Gennaro, not that you really care about him. You can throw the flare now.
Can I hear Gennaro off in the distance?
It's pouring rain, and...
Fuck!
I don't think he's yelling, so, no.
Okay, I'm gonna take the one flare that I have, because I really shouldn't retcon this, and I am going to throw it in the general direction. Thoo! That I think Gennaro went in.
All right.
Because I'm pretty sure that the T-Rex can hear Gennaro better than I can.
Yeah, you throw it off in such a way that the T-Rex will turn away from you and the vehicle and at least have the side of its head towards Gennaro, where it's clearly very developed ear holes will pick up.
Gennaro running.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start making, once I'm sure it's off my six, I'm going to go ahead and start running back around.
Make a dexterity check to try to slip away from the T-Rex. Add a D6 because you threw a flare.
26.
All right. All that practice slinking up to people pays off as you slink away into the woods.
Okay.
And you think you may have lost the T-Rex,
but I may be lost in the woods.
Yeah, there's also that. You'll probably be fine.
Yeah, probably. It's dark and raining.
You only die in 50% of the adaptations. It's a coin flip. Bonds. The T-Rex is well off into the woods. It seems distracted.
Then we are going to quietly scooch out the doors and start a steady walk. Not too fast. Don't want to get any attention here. Back towards where the Jeeps came from. I imagine it'll be a bit of a long walk.
So you're heading back to the visitor center.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just walk casual for like 3 miles in the rain, in the dark.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I don't have a better plan. It's just...
Like, honestly, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Should we take the night vision goggles with us?
Oh, yeah. Those are just awesome.
You and Lucky now both have a pair of night vision goggles each, so...
Is there any, like, rain gear? Maybe a,
There's gotta be an emergency poncho. Something?
Yeah, yeah, you find a couple of those, like, emergency poncho parka things.
Yeah, so you're long as they're not high viz. Yeah, we're gonna try and keep as low a profile as we can. But, yeah, those, maybe there's, like, some flashlights or something.
There are some flashlights, which you can also take. Vaughn's high or low?
We'll go high.
They are not high viz. They are instead clear plastic, but branded. So it says Jurassic Park on them, real big. By which I mean Triceratops Playland, Jurassic Playland, or whatever the fuck. If I get it wrong every time. But all right.
One of them looks like the frill of a Dilophosaurus.
Great.
The spitter.
Yeah.
So it like it's the whole frill, but it's just it's over you, but it like it doesn't look good. It looks like gore. Because it's, oh, like it's like a rose,
yeah,
beige, weird color.
It just doesn't go very well.
Yeah, it doesn't go good.
They were also the worst enemy in the weird time crisis for a pop shooter game they made Jurassic Park at one point.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But all right. So, Bonds, you and Lucky, as Tib and Lex, slip away. Gennaro is running. The T-Rex gets to make a choice. But if it detects Gennaro or if it gets bamboozled, which I'm sure it won't be angry about, it gets bamboozled.
Oh, no!
Oh, man. Who saw that coming?
I am very angry. Dinosaur roars. So, yeah, it might come after any of you at any time, but at least none of you are snacks right now.
All right. Are we out of initiative?
Yes, except for, well, two last things. Need a wisdom check from both Gennaro, Andy, and Malcolm, both of whom are rolling them to not get lost in the goddamn woods.
Okay, so Malcolm is 25. Gennaro is 11.
It's pitch black, pouring rain, unfamiliar terrain.
And I'm neither not of athletic. You are
outdoorsy people.
Nope.
You are both fucking lost.
Was it 26?
Do you think wisdom is a high point for Dr. Ian Malcolm?
Yeah, but if I get over 20, I should be, you know, like at least a little bit.
The challenge level was 8. Or by which I mean 10. It was 10. 18 plus 10 is 28. 26 is lower than that.
Okay. All right, I'm lost in the woods now. Where those kids are, I don't know. Now I'm going to feel guilty if they get eaten, provided I don't get eaten.
Now you're going to feel guilty if they get eaten?
Wasn't it before? Not our problem.
I'm responsible for them now. Yes, wow. I will feel guilty if they get eaten. I would have felt bad for them before I got eaten, if they'd gotten eaten, but that was before I was responsible for them.
Well,
this is logic.
I guess this is what parenthood's about.
Also, Ellie's never gonna date you now.
I mean, do they date canonically?
No, she doesn't end up with Malcolm. And I think Ellie had a lot more sense than date Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, I think for Ellie, Ian Malcolm is at most a fun weekend kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not like trying to date Ian Malcolm, but.
Speaking of Ellie.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, so
Dr.
like.
Dr. Sadler, Dr. Grant, you've made it back to the visitor center in the gas tower Jeep with the vet.
Great. Wait, where is everybody else?
Great question.
Oh, we don't get to have the shot of Ian Malcolm looking all sexy on a table.
Well, he wouldn't be there yet anyway, so. But you do get met up with by, you do get taken to the control center by our friend, the vet. And then he is like, well, they're evacuating all the non-essential personnel. And the essential personnel list is like 5 people, and none of them is me. So I'm going to go get on a boat.
I'm sorry. You're a vet for the dinosaurs. How are you not essential personnel?
I'm not essential personnel during a tropical storm.
What if they get sick during a tropical storm?
What if they get sick?
Or hurt?
You're...
What if... Don't you care?
Did you not take the Hippocratic Oath?
No, because that's human doctors. And also, because it's really hard to do veterinary medicine in really high winds where a tree can fall on you and kill you.
Well, are we supposed to evacuate too, or what?
No, we're supposed to go to our luxury suites.
Oh, cool. That seems like the time that we should do that. Yeah.
They do take oaths, though.
Vets?
My oath is to never discuss my career with anyone ever again.
I mean, you padded your resume to get in here, so, I mean, I guess have fun.
Being admitted to the profession of veterinary medicine, I solemnly swear to use my scientific knowledge and skills for the benefit of society through the protection of animal health and welfare, the prevention and relief of animal suffering, the conservation of animal resources, the promotion of public health, and the advancement of medical knowledge. I will practice my profession conscientiously, with dignity, and in keeping with the principles of veterinary medical ethics. I accept as a lifelong obligation the continual improvement of my professional knowledge and competence. This was useless and a waste of time. Sorry.
Well, now I'm wondering what a vet would do with a T-Rex.
I can't do any of this if I'm dead. So I'm going to go not be dead over on this boat.
God, fine.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Whatever, murderer.
You know, I was going to argue for your spot on the boat, but have fun, I guess.
Animal murderer.
Animal abandoner.
Animal abandoner.
The vet very unprofessionally flips you both off as the exit stage right.
That's totally fair.
How dare he follow emergency evacuation procedures that he has no say in?
Okay.
He's a monster. All right. But you are able to go to the control room where you know that Hammond will probably be, along with a really cool IT guy.
Uh-huh. Is he not, is Hammond allowed to stay if there's been an evacuation order?
He's considered essential personnel.
Hmm.
It's like him, the head of IT operations, the like one IT guy they have that has the keys to everything for some godforsaken reason with no backup. And Muldoon.
Yeah, Muldoon. Can't forget Muldoon. God, Muldoon was my favorite as a child. I was so upset when he died.
Spoilers!
He might not die this time.
He might not. We'll see.
He just took a bunch of sneak attack damage in the original acting. Like,
Raptors are rogues.
Absolutely.
And like, aren't the children supposed to get, you know, like, evacuated too?
You don't know where they are. You don't have cell phones.
No, I mean, like, I'm asking fucking what's his face? The old man, Hammond.
Yes, they would be, or at least taken to the emergency shelter. Right, this is Frymuth. They would be, or taken to the emergency shelter, but they have not come back yet.
Oh, that seems bad. I should go out and track them down.
That seems more like that seems like Jesse inserting herself
into
the character.
I'm gonna be honest with you, that is Jesse's first thought, and so that's what she says in this acting.
I would frankly appreciate that, because apparently in this acting I am too old and infirm to do anything of the sort myself. We lost contact with the vehicles. Most of the grid is down and we are struggling to get it back up online. I am going to have a very stern talk with my network and electrical architects about backups, but until then your assistance would be appreciated.
Like, it's a bad design, maybe.
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm gonna go. Hey, babe, you want to come with me or just hang out here?
No, probably. We should probably go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go back out and try and find children.
I am Muldoon. We'll go with you.
Okay.
Because it makes sense.
You have a gas-powered jeep? Well, one of those fancy rail jeeps?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be easier to find them if we, like, go back to wherever, like, go back along the path, probably, right?
Yeah, we can follow the
electric, the electric path.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Unless something has gone terribly wrong, they shouldn't have left the vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, why would they leave the vehicles?
Seriously, the plexiglass on those things is so strong. I helped them choose one that would not break, except in the case of massive force. Those are the safest places you could be on this island besides the emergency bunker.
Like, uh-huh. how much force do you think?
Well, gosh, the glass is probably stronger than the bonding agent around it that holds it into the...
Like, what kind of dinosaur do you think could get in there?
The T-Rex? That's about it. I guess one of the Brachiosauruses stepped on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But even with the T-Rex, I mean, that thing's mostly just going to tumble end over end for a little bit until you start breaking it apart. It's like armored... Well, it is an armored car, you know? Those things aren't invincible, but they do last a while. Uh-huh. They're probably not ours, so we should get moving.
Yeah. Well, I was asking that while we were on our way.
Yeah. So, now that we're away from Hammond, do either of you know how to use a gun?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Sure.
But...
Oh, I would imagine Ellie and Grant both know how to use a gun.
Grant definitely does. He grabs one of the shotguns at one point and doesn't seem uncomfortable with it, so... Mm-hmm. All right. You both get shotguns from our emergency shelter that we stepped into on the way out here. Or the security closet. Cool. I don't know. I mean, magic gun wands that we call shotguns. Whatever, into the vehicle.
We've done actings with guns before.
We're Americans, of course we have.
Yeah, but Grix tried real hard in Sword Sprinters to give them a realistic version, and then...
You work great.
Yeah, at any rate. Okay, and we'll take the, one of the extended cab jeeps that could fit everyone we might find over there in it, assuming they all like each other a lot. Okay, let's roll. And you head out on one of the jeeps.
All right.
Great.
We do it.
Gennaro, you're fucking lost.
Oh, God.
How do you propose with all your lawyerly knowledge to not be lost? What are you trying to find? Where are you trying to go?
I want to roll to see whether or not I can think a coherent thought right now, because it doesn't seem to me that Gennaro's the kind of guy who can just be whistling through the woods on a rainy night with dinosaurs after him.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to sit there and piss himself and die either.
No, but one way, if he's coherent, then he can come up with some kind of thought. If he's not coherent, then he can just stumble around in the woods.
Roll a wisdom check to ground yourself.
Okay. Damn it! That's a 22.
You remember that panicking is a good way to get yourself killed.
Shit.
You do your best to not panic.
This son of a bitch needs to die. Okay, then, then
one might argue that you should play the character in a non-meta way.
I mean, maybe.
I am going to start looking around for animal tracks and see whether or not I can find an easier way through the jungle, because it's dark and it's wet, and I'm getting tired of getting slapped in the face by banana leaves or whatever.
Roll a much harder wisdom check than the one you just made, because you are not a ranger.
Yeah, I'm not going to do very well. That's a 14.
You try to look for animal tracks using what you learned on one day in, like, scouts or something. But it is raining so hard that there are rivers forming where there weren't rivers before, and so it's washing the tracks away.
Not so much the tracks, but I'm not talking animal tracks. I'm talking the path that they track through.
It is dark as hell, and you do not have the training to differentiate animal paths very well.
Okay.
You're not a ranger.
Is it an animal path? Is it an erosion wash? Is it just there's some rock there that's stopping the plants from growing? You don't know.
I'm $1,000 an hour lawyer. I don't do this shit.
You're $1,000 an hour.
Oh
lawyer?
Yeah, you can imagine.
Oh, easy.
He spared no expense. Okay.
Yeah.
I also have an investment in this place.
That seems unethical.
He's probably on retainer too.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, if he's, I don't know. I mean, if he's on retainer, then who the fuck cares how many dollars an hour he is?
Probably additional dollars an hour.
You use the retainer to start paying debt and start paying the debt of what you're being billed.
Oh God, so, that's right. You would know.
Yeah, if you put it into escrow, then you have to start paying as soon as he starts billing you, because the escrow is waiting. I'm not entirely sure what the escrow is waiting for, but that's the difference. Escrow is money that's held until the end of the case, and then the retainer is used to... Anyway, never mind.
It's but more, whatever it is, he's billing additionally for the travel.
Yeah, and all yeah, that. He's got expenses. And he charges probably $1,000 an hour. And boy, is he going to be charging for this hour.
Yeah, those are out of office hours.
Okay.
Finally, having them killed may be the more economically efficient choice.
Okay, anyway. So what's Malcolm doing now? Or are you going to Timmy?
I mean, honestly, in the for the point of evenness, and let's just do Malcolm. It okay. might be fast, it might not be. So, Dr. Ian Malcolm, you're lost in the woods.
I am lost in the woods.
This is actually worse than the time you went on a 4-week bender and woke up in the woods. So. Mostly because there wasn't anything that was going to eat you. You were pretty sure. So yeah, how do you propose to get out of this? Because you were running, and you were running, and then you were sneaking, and then you were hiding under things. Then you realized you had no idea where you are or where the road back to the visitor center was.
Okay. Well, about the only thing I can think of... The only yeah. thing I can think of is to do basically the same thing that Gennaro did. Which is look and see if I can find a path that something... Well, that sounds... Actually, that sounds really stupid, because on a night like this, if there's something out there, then it's probably going to be following that path, and if it finds me, well, don't I look delicious? But...
You're less likely to fall off a cliff, though.
But I'm less likely to fall off a cliff, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look for a path. Come on, Ian. Okay, that's 17, plus 11 is 28.
All right. On this dark and stormy night, with no light source, you do okay. You manage to find... It looks to be some stomped down vegetation in a relative, well, not straight line, but you know. You think yeah. you find an animal trail. You start following along it. And yeah, so you'll just keep going until you find a road, I guess.
I guess.
Or a fence.
Or a fence.
Or a dinosaur.
Or a dinosaur.
You got options. Speaking of, let me roll nothing in particular. All right. Head off into the woods. Your shirt gripping your body. Your already tight pants. Gripping it even tighter. You lost your top buttons at some point. No one knows when or how.
That shirt, that front of my shirt is just blowing.
It is freezing cold, except it's actually really warm, but whatever. But all right, you head off through the woods. Tim, / Fonz.
Yes.
You and your sister are headed down a road towards civilization.
At a nice, brisk pace.
What approach are you taking to seem less delicious, if anything?
Yes, we want to appear completely undelicious. We are taking occasional breaks at big rocks to try to see what we can see, because I know that it's like low visibility out here right now. We're yeah. sticking to the path because we know that that'll take us back to where we're supposed to be. And we are... doing that kind of walk that you do where you roll your feet as you go so you don't make much noise, but you still move pretty briskly, you know, where you're like crouched down and moving.
Yeah. All right. Roll a wisdom check and a dexterity check in that order. The second one's a move silently check, if that helps you out. Oh, and your yeah. wisdom check can include your plus two for listening.
Well, that's good, because... see, so it's going to be 4 plus 2 plus 12. I guess that's a 16. Oh, 18. Wait, 12? Yeah, 18. So that's 18 on the wisdom check. Not super high. The move silently check. I got a 15 on the die, so I think I get a plus 2 bonus on move silently.
Sounds right to me.
It's 26, 27, 28. Yeah, I guess that's around 28, right?
Yeah. But all right.
Or do so I add the dex?
I mean, your dex modifier, yeah.
So I got a 29 on the move silently and a 18 on the wisdom check.
Woo!
Yeah.
You do great. You and Lucky, depending on how one might be considering describing her skills in any given day, both just make your wisdom check. So you know enough to know that there's not anything right next to you, but it's very dark. Do you use your flashlights? They do tend to attract attention. I'll give you that one for free.
We're not using the flashlights. We're using the night vision binoculars from Perfect. Time to time, though.
All right. That gives you a little bit of a bonus to that awareness as well. But basically, visibility is so low. But luckily, you have a really easy path to follow, because you can follow the track, you can follow the fences. And you got fences between you and anything that's coming out of the woods. Something will have to come up or down the road to get to you.
Hooray!
All right, so you go, and you are followed along, and you are being pretty sneaky. Lex here is having some trouble being sneaky, but you're making up for it. And you're both fox folk, so you're pretty quiet. By dint of soft paws or something? I don't know, I feel weird that I said that. Moving on! But yeah, so you're walking off the road. Ellie.
Yes.
Make a wisdom check.
Yes. That is a 31 on a prime.
All right. You are moving at a pretty good clip on the gas-powered Jeep, far faster than a trundle. And you guys had to stop and yank those, you know, the doors open to get into the park itself. Though someone's unlocked them, which is, you know, sketchy as fuck.
Oh, yeah, the big giant gates.
Yeah.
The one set up at the front, we said what's behind there, Ian said what's behind there, King Kong.
Dr. Ian Malcolm, to be clear. In case there was some other Ian involved in this production.
Ian, we're casual like that now.
God damn it. But yeah, so you all
are
make it.
Are you gonna fuck him?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, we haven't really talked about that, but like, if you wanted to make him like a hall pass or something, that'd be fine.
Work at a dinosaur park, I said. It'll be fun, I said. I won't get next to anyone's weird relationship conversations, I said.
That's Muldoon saying that?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
You forgot a crikey.
I don't think South Africans say crikey.
Is he South African?
No.
Is he really South African? I thought he was Australian.
I think he's South African, but I won't swear to it.
I mean, I really don't think there's a great way to find that out, actually.
Oh, if I looked it up on the net, then it would say exactly who he was, what he was. But I don't care enough to...
Mm. Anyway, keeping an eye out, and I got a 31, so...
All right, you keep an eye out. You see...
I find something.
You find, well before it would become a problem of running into them, that there are children on the road.
Oh shit, there's children in the road.
I wonder who they could be.
I bring the vehicle to a controlled stop.
Hey kids, crawl in.
Can we just climb
in? Okay, yeah, probably.
Why are you being pedantic about that?
Crawling just seems degrading. I'm in the vehicle now. I have not let my pedantry slow me down from getting out of this life-saving situation. Yeah.
Great. Did you see where the other guys went? What happened?
No, they were real clever about running away from the van, the jeeps. They ran into the woods. It was probably the smart move on their part.
Hey, why though?
Don't worry about it. We're going to want to go in the other direction.
Could you make me sound even slightly heroic?
No.
Which one?
Malcolm!
I mean, but like, why were they running?
Well, there was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We probably should have led with that one.
Oh, yeah, you definitely should have.
Buried the lead.
What? There's a...
Yeah,
so,
we're going to want to go away from here.
So the T-Rex didn't just eat the goat and like, chill out or whatever?
Something wrong with the fences, probably.
Oh, that makes sense.
And also, for some reason, the animals here seem to want to hunt just for sport, which seems odd.
Well, I mean...
Lack of
parental involvement, I think.
Uh-huh.
You want to unpack that? Do you want to have several sketchy conclusions about society
because
at large?
They don't have parents to tell them, you know, to keep an eye on them and guide them correctly.
No bad. Leave it.
Okay, sorry.
No, not you. No, I'm demonstrating how one would parent a dinosaur.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was very clear.
Hey. Put it down.
Don't make me tell you twice.
But so Gennaro went and ran into the bathroom and then into the woods after the T-Rex knocked down the bathroom. And then Dr. Malcolm tried to get its attention with a road flare and ran into the woods in a way that seemed more heroic, but we kind of lost track of him.
Thank you.
And then we ran.
Well, I mean, at least he's being heroic, I guess.
He sure passes the minimum standard of trying to make sure children are safe.
Well, that's, I mean, it's really all that you can ask of someone.
Oh, for
probably.
Sure.
Yeah, that is kind of the minimum. Just try to make sure that children don't get hurt. Okay, so should we, like, I don't know, try and find them, or like, do you think they'll make it back? No, they won't make it back on their own.
They probably won't make it back on their own.
Genero is definitely not going to make it back on its own. He's going to get eat.
Generoa? Genero.
Yeah, but how much do we like Generoa?
I mean, he hasn't tried to hit on me, so I don't know.
You put him in rare company in this group you travel with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kids, you said he ran into the woods? I asked him specifically.
Yeah. Well, I assume there's woods. It's like, well, it jungle. Was off the track for sure. And
well, it's all jungle off this track. So, Well,
it seems poorly designed, really. Like, you'd think there'd be maintenance facilities or something useful in there, but no, just mess.
I mean, there are, but they're not right next to the main track.
Yeah, they're right? Trying to make they're trying to make an experience.
Yeah, it's about enclosure design. Our sight lines are all terrible, but no one will listen to me about that, so.
Park designers, man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Disneyland, this ain't.
How many times have you been to Disneyland, son?
Oh, my parents are divorced. I go a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they take us all the time. It's getting weird.
There's like a ridiculous amount of money in this family for some reason, so yeah.
Well, your grandpa's a billionaire, so that's probably most of it.
Yeah, it didn't hurt. Well, all right, so we can go look for them, but we'll be taking this thing off-road. I know the paths pretty well, so we shouldn't get too lost, but if they're not anywhere near them, we're going to be kind of guessing.
Okay. Can I do another wisdom check?
You can.
Oh, that one was really bad. That's a 2 on the die.
And oh, no.
That's only 14.
You gotta save everyone, regardless of risk. It's the right thing to do.
Well, that was wisdom. That's just for, like, looking at... That's just for keeping an eye out correctly.
Well, you didn't give me any context for why you were rolling it, so...
I don't know. I thought we were going to go again.
Well, you are now for sure. So, you head off. You're looking out into the darkness. You're not seeing shit. Other folks in the vehicle. Well, I guess first off, Genaro and Malcolm went in separate directions.
Oh, God. Oh, amazing. No.
Lex and Tim, you two get to vote about which one you want to insist on going after first. You really hold all the cards in this situation. Which adult do you want to die?
Well, that Malcolm guy, he did try to help us out, like with that dumb move with the flare and whatever, that dork. So he's got a death wish, but the other guy, well, I don't know. The other guy's a lawyer.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Grandpa wants to have him assassinated.
You're a child.
Told me to put away the binoculars. Yeah, for a child, he's just going to be like, huh, he doesn't want me to play.
Fair. You know what? Fair. He didn't want me to have the toy, so yeah. He needs to die.
Yeah. Kids are simple.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let's save the leather jacket, dude.
Oh, God, we're never going to finish this thing.
I know.
No.
No.
You can all get eaten.
Oh, man. I kind of hope we do. That would be kind of hilarious.
See what I roll.
But
yeah, so leather coat guy.
Have we seen the T-Rex? Like, we haven't seen the T-Rex really moving yet, right?
No, because when it went off into the woods, like, you know, it was accelerating, but it was still going pretty slow by the time you visually lost track of it.
I'll leave it to the adults to figure out how to get us back safe.
Yeah, they probably know what they're doing. Adults are never faking it.
Right.
But yeah, we should go after Dr. Malcolm. He tried to save us. It seems fair.
Sure.
Is that okay with you, adults?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, nobody's committed to
No, that makes more sense.
I mean, I'm cool with saving whoever. I don't care.
All right, let's roll.
All right.
The Jeep unnecessarily burns out as you head off towards the woods. You do make it back. You find the other Jeeps. You find that one of them has been rather well fucked up. But hey, that glass held. That's impressive. But yeah, so instead of going the way of the destroyed bathroom, you go the way of the woods. Muldoon takes you down the nearest access road he knows about, which is all of them. There's just not that many of them. And so you're cutting through a decent road in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And I need all of you to roll D10s and tell me what you get.
Five.
Eight.
Six.
Wrong button. Hold on. I wish I got an 18. Eight. That's pretty close.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you're going through the woods. You're not going super fast. How are you trying to let Malcolm know where you are?
Holly? Well, I mean, like, I imagine that we have the headlights on.
Yeah, you have the headlights on, but, like, there's not a lot of... This is pretty dense undergrowth. You're not sure how far those are going to reach.
Dr. Yelling. Malcolm!
Hey!
Dr. Right. Malcolm!
Hey, Ian!
Ian! Ian!
Ian!
God, Ian, answer us!
Down.
Ian, hey! Ian!
Do I hear them?
Roll a wisdom check.
That is a dirty 20.
Ian!
You think you hear some noise, unusual noise in the woods, but you can't quite make it out.
It sounds unusual, but you know what? I don't think I should be yelling and making myself a target.
Do you want to head towards the noise? Try to see what it is?
Yeah, see if I can head towards the noise.
All right. Dr. Ian. Malcolm, high or low?
What?
High or low?
High.
Roll a stealth check.
That's a 16. Plus dex is 18.
All right. You slink as you are prone to do.
No, I am prone to swagger.
No, you slink.
One can do both. One can master both disciplines. But you go, you slink, the stealthy version of a swagger, let's say, and you find the source of the strange noises.
Okay.
You find a bunch of brachiosauruses having settled down in a very large clearing.
Holy cats.
To wait out the rain.
And I can't see them very well.
They're pretty big. You don't have to see that well.
Well, I mean...
A convenient lightning strike happens to illustrate what they are.
I'm not a dinosaur expert. All I know is Brontosaurus, really.
They're the things you would probably call a Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
You know they're herbivores. You've seen them before. They seem nice. They seem not like they wanted to eat you, so that was a real big bonus.
That's a very big bonus. I'm going to climb a tree, see if I can climb a tree here at the edge of the clearing.
Roll a strength check to climb a tree.
Climb a tree. That would be 21.
You climb a tree, looking around through the rain. Roll a wisdom check, I guess.
That's a 15. And this was, what was this, a wisdom?
Wisdom, yeah.
Wisdom, then it's just 15. I can't see shit.
Can't see shit. You think you see lights off in the distance?
But it could just be glints.
Yeah. You know, the moon, stars, swamp gas.
It's cloudy. It's cloudy. That's why there's...
Swamp gas.
Swamp gas.
You think you see light. You could try heading towards that. But that's kind of all you got.
You know what? I have been walking long enough. It's dark enough. It's wet enough. I'm going to sit here in the tree, and I'm going to try and get a little bit of rest. And when it's light in the morning, hopefully the hurricane will have blown over, and I can make my way back to the visitor center.
All right. You go to sleep in a tree.
I do.
Oh my god, you're going to eat my raptors.
Not in a tree, I'm
big
not.
Tree.
They got hops, though. We just don't know. But all right. So you rest up in a relatively secure location. Everyone else who isn't Gennaro.
Yeah.
You search for Malcolm for, like, an hour. No luck.
All right, let's go get Jello.
Yeah, I agree. He's either going to come back or he's going to be dead. And
no,
like, I mean...
we look for him. We keep looking.
All right, at this point, to look any deeper, you'll have to get off and go into the jungle on foot.
Yeah, that's probably what we got to do.
Okay.
Ian!
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 All I'm saying, Vaughn, is we can leave them to die.
No, they are.
Can I do now that we're in nature, can I use my tracking?
You can. Roll a wisdom check.
Yay.
At all the bonuses you would normally get.
Yay.
And treat dinosaurs as your favorite
appear
enemy.
In the illusion.
Make cracks appear in the illusion.
Tracks. I make tracks appear in the illusion.
Why?
So you have something to track.
So something to track.
I'm trying to track the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you make the tracks appear, then...
They lead to the guy. It's my illusion.
The tracks are available for you to find now.
Oh, okay.
They were implemented in the latest
patch. Yeah, I forgot to do that.
I
They added textures.
I got a 26 on a prime.
All right, you find tracks. They're not human tracks, because... Well, wait, did you want to go back to where they last saw Ian Malcolm to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. That was not immediately clear, so I was just like, wait.
Well, I mean, like, wherever makes the most... I'm trying to get the plot going.
I'm going to say, if you're going to try to track, if going back there makes the most sense, you go back there, you find some tracks, you start heading into the woods after him.
Yeah.
His shoes have, like, no grip on the bottom, but they're probably, like, leather-soled, so you bet they're really nice.
Yeah, and they are not suitable for trekking through the jungle, man.
Nah. But all right, so you start trekking off after him. Dr. Grant, sounds like you're going with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Muldoon looks between you two idiots and these two children and you two idiots and these two children.
Safety in numbers.
It's okay. We have guns.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine or we'll die. It's fine.
Okay, kids, before we go do this, remember, something goes after us. You leave us adults to die. You go find somewhere to hide and you stay there and you don't move. Got it?
Yeah, no problem.
Good. Let's go.
I don't know any of you guys.
Yeah, this is a pretty fucked up weekend for you, isn't it, kid?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to, like, a fun theme park, and so far it's just wet, messy goat parts and jeeps that don't work. This place sucks.
And getting attacked by a T-Rex.
Well, okay, so it hasn't been all bad.
I mean, it's going to make a really cool story in retrospect. Assuming we live. That's an important part. For the story.
Yeah, I'm getting the first helicopter out of here.
Good luck with that, kid. All right, you all head into the woods after Dr. Malcolm. Before we wrap this session.
Uh-huh.
Gennaro.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's hero. You're lost as balls.
Uh-huh.
Make a wisdom check.
Ooh, that's an 8.
All right, you wander off and you find a road. You find a jeep that looks like it was having some trouble with the whole road thing. And you see a large man who looks like the IT guy you've probably seen like once or twice, having a dinosaur spit in his face.
Oh, no!
As he screams and gets mauled.
Oh.
Make a second wisdom check.
Oh, God. That one is a 12. No, a 13.
All right. You glean no additional information besides the fact this guy is probably going to die if you don't help him, or, well, is really on his way to dying.
You know, this guy looks like he's dead already. I could never drag him anywhere, so, and I know nothing about first aid, so I better take care of myself, you know?
Free jeep, though.
Well, he managed to lock himself into the jeep with the dinosaur, so.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm not going to open that thing. Have the dinosaur turn around and attack me.
Yeah, so,
I'm gonna...
There is a sign for the dock, though.
Okay.
You'll have to run past where he's, you know, having his little tete-a-tete with death, but...
Guess that's one less to offer.
I'm thinking that the dinosaur is paying attention to his meal, so I'm going to get back into the woods and follow the edge of the road until I'm well past the jeep and take off.
Roll a move silently check.
Oh no, that's a 9.
Oh no. Wait, how?
4 plus 5.
Gennaro's level 5.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so, interesting. All right, you start sneaking through the woods. You hear the crack of a twig behind you.
Jesus. I stop, and I turn ever so slightly looking behind me. What do I see?
Call it high or low.
Low.
You see a small bipedal dinosaur. It appears to have gotten separated from its herd, because it is an herbivore.
Like, I'm going to know that. They all look terrifying to me.
Well, this doesn't look like it has fins on its head and spits acid in your face, and it's not a velociraptor.
Well, there you go.
So you're ahead of the game.
And not the T-Rex that was just hunting you.
And not the T-Rex. You apparently ditched the T-Rex successfully.
Okay.
It's all coming up, Ian.
Hi, little dinosaur.
Definitely.
Don't eat me.
Up. No, that's Genera, though.
Oh, sorry.
Don't eat me. Let me. I'm just heading down the road, trying to get back to the dock.
Make a charisma check.
Or animal handling, if you have that.
Yeah. An 11.
That's good. We all took.
It's an 11. Yeah, like as a lawyer, I took animal handling.
You do not gain an animal companion.
D- that's not what I was looking for anyway.
Looks at you curiously.
He does seem more like a prosecutor than a DA.
DAs are prosecutors.
Oh, yeah, that's district attorneys. Yeah, public defender, that's what I meant.
But I'm a corporate lawyer, so, you know, I'm even worse.
We all have opinions about lawyers here, but you managed to not roll one of the things that spits acid in your face, so it heads off, and you are able to continue towards the East Dock.
I continue towards the East Dock.
And that is where we will pick up next time.
Ooh. Yay!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Michael Crichton was a very old man when he wrote it, and he didn't understand children.
He didn't understand children, and he knew less about women.
What? That doesn't sound right. 90s, oh, Lexi. 80s and 90s author?
Yeah.
Male author didn't understand women?
Didn't understand girls' children,
that sounds crazy.
Definitely.
That's crazy. That's just crazy talk. They understood women totally.
They still
around.
Understand women.
Just boobing around all the time. It's fine.
Bouncing boobly down the stairs or whatever that quote is.
Her boobs led the way down the stairs.